It's time for some high school hoops. Join broadcasters Jeff Sacker and Bob Grillo coming up next as they bring you play-by-play action of Vinton County High School basketball games. Coverage of Vikings basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Belicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. And now it's time for Jeff and Bob. Go Vikes!
Center for first round tournament, first round regional play, Sweet 16, the third time Vinton County's been here. The last two times they were here was the 2007-2008 team, which lost to the eventual state champion Chillicothe, and then last year's team made it here and lost to the eventual state champion John Glenn. So we're hoping that three times isn't going to happen.
You suppose we could kind of turn it around and somebody could lose to the eventual state champions, huh?
That would be great.
How about that?
And Jeff's here, and the boys are back in town. I'm back. Good job for you and Jim to pull us through next week. And Jeff is back with Turner Overdrive. Says we got to take care of business today.
Tonight we got to take care of business.
This team right here, an interesting team. They are 25-3. They're ranked 14th in the state, and that is Meadowbrook from Bisville, Ohio, town of about 2,500. Very similar to Vinton County, and Vinton County, of course, MacArthur, the county seat, with 1,900. Both teams play very similar styles. Both teams are extremely up-tempo type teams. They have the district player of the year for them, and that is Patrick Black, All District 12, the East District Division II player of the year. They start four seniors. We understand they had two guys leave the team halfway through the year that were important. Their coach is a first-year coach.
Bob, just reading through their roster, 6'4", 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'3", 6'3".
Yeah, pretty good size. They are record in 2014-2015 was 20-4, then 18-5, and 15-16, and last year they were 24-3. This year they beat John Glenn twice. They play in the same league as a former TVC team and former SAOL team, Warren, who they also beat twice.
They beat them twice as well. That's true.
And their losses were to New Philadelphia, Steubenville, and Zanesville Rosecrans, three pretty good teams. Vinton's two losses were to Alexander and Miami Trace. And are they introduced to the starting lineups now? If they are, we can't hear them.
No, they're not doing anything. They're getting ready to sing the anthem, though.
As the crowd here is very big here at the Combo from Vinton County. So they're getting ready for the national anthem. And we'll see if they're going to have a young lady singing it today.
Yep, they are.
So we're about 10 seconds away from that. So, Jeff, we're ready to go. Good crowd here. And the Vikings made it as far as they've ever made it. And they've tied the record. They want to go as
back again.
Yes, sir. Well, Jeff, do you want to take a timeout during the national anthem?
Let's take about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. We'll be back after the national anthem.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be. For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
It's the time of year when we clear out the old inventory to make room for the new. And that means incredible savings for you during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales. Speaking of new, check out the 2017 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4. Drive away in this rugged new trail-rated bad boy with $3,500 in rebates and available Great Lakes Chrysler Capital bonus cash of $500. It's all about great deals and incredible savings during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in Jackson. Good people, good products, just a good place to do business.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford.
Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. It can be very overwhelming when you lose a loved one. Arrangements have to be made, family notified, all the things that you never thought of before come rushing in. R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston is just a phone call away, and we're here to help in your time of need. Call 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Vinton County High School Sports.
Back at the convo where we're just about ready for introduction of starting lineups. Jeff, the three officials all got a good round of applause. That'll probably stop once the game starts.
Yeah, you know, take about 5 seconds.
Yes. But Matt Combs has done an outstanding job with this program here at Vinton County. And they were the number one seed coming out of the district, so they won the district for the third time. And again, this is the longest, farthest the team's gone, tiny. It's tied as far as that going. And there's the starting lineups. Connor Roberts, a senior.
A 5'10 junior guard wearing number three, Trey.
Trey Singleton, a guard wearing number three.
At four, 6'3 senior, number 10, Justin Cork.
Justin Cork, a senior, 6'3. Jeff, they certainly made the print small enough so we can't see it in the program. This is Parker Black. He's their star, district player of the year.
And a senior guard at 5'7", number 13, Logan Wolverton.
And Logan Wolverton, a senior, so pretty senior-oriented team. First-year head coach, Lou Tolsta.
They come to the condo with a mark of 24-3.
24-3 for the Meadowbrook Colts. And here's the Vikings. And the whole, I don't know if anybody's left in Vinton County. You can hear this crowd. It's unbelievable here at the convo.
Going to come into a little Metallica.
Vikings starting with Jake Speakman. He's had a great tournament run.
Yes, he has.
Speakman's been averaging, he's had a great tournament run, about 10 a game in the tournament.
Number 5, Derek Jones.
And Derek Jones averaging 20 a game here in tournament play.
Had 20 last game.
And then introducing his sweet tea today. And he's averaging 22 a game in tournament play.
He was perfect from the line last game.
Nalen Yates averaging 10 a game during tournament play. And they're going to start the Big Daddy in the middle. And him and Eli averaging about 5 each. So Bryce Big Daddy Dameron getting a nod today. And the Vikings are ready to play.
Knocked Nolan over.
What's that?
He chest bumped Nolan and about knocked him over.
Chest bumped Nolan. And if you about knock him over, here comes Big Daddy in the middle. And the Vikings look pretty pumped up here, Jeff.
Let's see what happens, Bob.
And, you know, I understand that they like the run, but they can slow it down a little bit. And so Bryce Dameron at 6'8 will jump against 6'3, Parker Black.
I'm going to guess Mr. Black can jump.
Black is getting recruited to play football, from what one of their announcers said, maybe the University of Akron. And Bartow gets the tip from Dameron, and they're going to stay in man-to-man. So Bartow having a great tournament run. Out to Jones. Jones comes off a screen by Dameron. Out to Speakman. Speakman, who's had a great season the junior this year. Great ball handler. Vikings run a little weave. They get it to Jones. Again, Jeff, none of the three officials we've ever seen before.
Never seen these guys.
Speakman, we've been around and seen a few games.
Yes, we have.
Jones is going to back down. And Bartow, top of the key. Bartow's going to penetrate. Little jumper
nice
by
shot.
Bartow. No good. Rebound by Black. They get it out. This is to Wolverton. Wolverton, a senior, guarded by Jones. Vikings in man. They take a three right off the bat.
That.
It was blocked by Dameron, And out comes Jones with a great rebound, and he's got some numbers. Jones loses a handle temporarily, gets the ball back. Top of the key, stolen by Wolverton. Wolverton, he travels. They don't call it. Speakman comes out with it behind the back. Big Daddy comes out with it. Gets it to Speakman. Speakman puts it on the deck and turns it back on it. Speakman, this is the easy one inside. And rebound by Parker Black. They get it down. There's a layup. Nailed the layup. So both teams looking nervous. And Nalen Yates says, hey, let's slow it down a notch or 10.
Both teams tight right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Both teams miss point blank shots right there. Great move by Speakman, though, behind the back move. They get it to Jones. Screen out top by Dearman. They get it to Bartow. They're going to clear out for him. He's going to try to penetrate. Get a screen by Dearman. It's like a total eclipse of the sun right there.
There is. One of those coming up. I'm
Jones. Told. Jones down to Dearman. The Big Daddy's fouled.
He's fouled.
So the Big Daddy will go to the line, and he is fouled by Trey Singleton. And so the Big Daddy, the junior, will go to the line.
Number three, Trey Singleton.
That's Singleton's first team's first. We've played almost 2 minutes, Bob, and no score.
And they've had some point-blank looks.
Right, Dearman to the line.
So the Big Daddy will go to the line, averaging 5 a game. Really came on toward the end of the year, and the Big Daddy's first one is no good. Jeff, it looks like these rims look like the ones we see in Logan right
now. Yeah, they're tight right now.
Buddy got the, I don't know, maybe had to change it with all the net cutting going down by the different teams.
Possible,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So Dearman will go shoot his second one. And makes it. So the Vikings take a 1-0 lead, courtesy of Bryce Big Daddy Dearman, 6:20 to go first quarter. And so Wolverton running the show, a senior. Team's no stranger to being here. They've won 3 district titles in their career, too. Top of the keys.
Almost stolen by Speakman.
Jeff, a famous graduate from, or famous employee of Benton County is a graduate of there, and that is Mike Wagner and his wife. And I said, I thought they were a new school, and he said it was 48 years ago when he was there, so 45 years ago.
Mike, for sure.
There's a 3 by them. No good. Rebound comes out to Yates. Vikings lead 1-0. Yates does not have numbers, makes a good decision, gets it out to Bartow. Bartow puts it on the deck. Bartow's going to take it to the basket, kicks it out. 3 ball by Jones. No good. Rebound. They're getting to the ball pretty quick. There's a steal. Dammer, he gets the ball back to Bartow. Bartow puts it on the deck. Bartow spins. A runner, a fader. No good. Rebound by Jones. Jones, no good. Out comes Meadowbrook, the Colts.
Vikings are as tight as I've ever seen them, Bob.
And so is Meadowbrook, and they don't take a shot right there. They're slowing it down a little bit more. There's a screen by Block. Wolverton down the block, and
they
throw
turn
it away.
Over.
And, Jeff, this is not a thing of beauty thus far, either way.
Right now, neither team can get in the flow of the game. We're at 5:22, and the score is 1-0.
And they're going to bring in Eli Griffiths right now. Coaching staff tied 5 each. So they have 6.
They have 6, yeah.
We have 5. Jones puts it on the deck. He's going to take it to the basket. Jones puts one in. And that makes it 3-0. And Jones has had some great tournament games here, Jeff.
Yes, he has.
So, Jeff, Meadowbrook looks just as tight. But Jones right there took it, backed his player down. He's got a height advantage on him. And there's Parker, puts it on the floor. Little runner up and in. And that was Parker Black. And that makes it 3-2 as the Colts get on the board. Yates. Yates going to take it to the deck. A runner, no good. Rebound comes out. That's Connor Roberts.
Stolen
by Bartow. And he can't get the handle.
Griffith in.
Eli comes in for Dearman.
Dearman out.
Dearman did a good job, Jeff. Had a couple rebounds, had a block shot, had
a point. So the Colts will inbound.
This is Wolverton. They're still playing man, sitting a high screen, trying to get a pop-out screen. They got a mismatch down low if they look for it. They did not. It is 6-3 Cork on Bartow, and they did not get him the ball. Wolverton guarded by Jones. Jones is going to try to go to Shawnee State to play. There's a 3 ball by them. No good.
That's going to be Viking ball.
Should be
out of
Viking
bounds.
Ball, and it is. Good call by the official. 3-2 Vikings, 4:12 to go first quarter.
A little pressure going to be applied
pretty,
by the
pretty low-scoring game thus far, Jeff.
Got to believe that plays into the Colts' hands, Bob.
They put a lot of points on the board. And there's a Speakman. Gets it out to Yates. Yates spots for 3. Looks good from here. It's not. Griffiths with the rebound. Griffiths, yeah. Eli Griffith puts it back in and makes it 5-2. So Eli's played well here.
He's
a sophomore. Wolverton guarded by Bartow. 5-2 Vikings, 3:43 to go in the first. They put it on the deck. There's going to be a foul. That'll be on
Jones.
That's
going to be on Jones. And it is.
On the floor.
His first team's first. Vikings lead 5-2, 3:39 left first quarter. Colts to inbound the ball.
Vikings had an escort all the way here, Jeff.
Yes, they did.
Colts with the ball, cross-court pass, very dangerous. They get it. Wolverton is going to take it down. Cork misses. Jeff, they've missed another.
Yes, they have.
With another rebound. The junior sophomore playing well. He gets it out to Derek Jones. Derek takes it to the basket. Misses.
Good.
Rebound. Both teams one and done.
Yes, sir. Vikings nowhere near an offensive rebound right now.
There's stolen a steal by Jones. Jones, the Vikings got the pick.
Oh,
here we go. With the layup. And that makes it 7-2. I thought we might have another Dunkerinsky there, Jeff.
Yes, sir. It looked like it for a moment.
7-2, 3:08, and the Viking Nation is up here. And, Jeff, the Colts have missed some point-blank looks.
Yes, they've
been very patient with the ball. They got a mismatch down low, and they miss it again. They still have it.
Now they get it
to them.
And
they got Cork on Bartow down low, you got to get the ball.
And
they did right
time.
There.
That's right.
So it's 7-4. Bartow takes it down. What a move. He misses it inside. They get the rebound. There's a long pass down. There's a layup. Up and in. 7-6. Vikings missing some easy ones,
Jeff.
Yes,
they have. Both teams missing point-blank shots.
Coach Lou Tolza switching his defense up, Jeff.
Now
they're in
zone
now. He went to a 1-2-2, Jeff, and they're trapping up top. They get it down to Speakman.
Griffiths is wide open backside, but they don't see him.
The Vikings have not seen much 1-2-2 this year. And there's a three ball
That's
by Jones. No good. Again, one and done. The Colts get the rebound. Under 2 minutes, first quarter. The Vikings lead 7-6. Wolverton going to take it himself. What a move. And the Colts now lead 8-7.
First time they've led in this game.
Jeff, they're changing their defense every single trip down the floor.
Now they're going to press.
Now they're in a 1-2-2, or a diamond press right now.
Miss Griffith again backside wide open.
Griffiths has four for the Vikings. And there's Dalen Yates from the corner. No good.
Might have rushed
Griffiths
that one
another
a little
rebound
bit.
Playing well. They get the ball out to Jones for a three. No good.
And that was
they
short.
They get another rebound. They get another run out. There's a log. Oh, what a nice pass cross court. They put it on the deck. There's a three ball. No good. Rebound Bartow. Bartow shakes. He bakes. He gets blocked. They get the rebound. Wolf, they get the ball down.
Where's the foul?
Yeah, Matt's a little stronger.
Oh, he stepped on the line.
He did step
he
on it.
He absolutely stepped on the line.
This is Trey Singleton for three. No good, Jeff. And kind of like we saw Waverly do. I think if they're patient, they'll do a little better.
I think so, too.
But they lead 8-7.
Nevin Yates going to check in for the Vikings. I can't catch the number for the Colts.
Vikings going for one here. Jeff, the Vikings are traveling a little bit. They got to be careful. It's not called. Bartow got that ball and shuffled his feet. It was not called up top. Backdoor cut to Jones, and he scores it. That makes it 9-7. And a great pass by Bartow. Score should be 9-7. Okay, 9-8. 9-8. Vikings lead.
Right.
They had it on the wrong side. And they're going to go for one now with 20 seconds. Wolverton. Guarded by Jones. They get the ball up top. They're going to run a little weave. And there's a take to the basket. Up and in. Nice take by Trey Singleton. And that makes it 10-9. Colts. There's 6 seconds to go. Bartow has it. Bartow's going to put it on the deck. He's going to try to attack the 10. Bartow runs. No good. It's blocked. And so at the end of one, it's 9-8 for the
It can't be 9-8.
It's 10-9. The score's been messed up.
There we go.
It's 10-9 Meadowbrook over the Vikings. So we'll be back after this timeout.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
For 150 years, Vinton County National Bank has been checking off your wish list. Want to build the home of your dreams? Check. Looking to put in a pool before summer? Check. How about a kitchen remodel? Check. With specials on construction loans and home equity loans, now you can add even more to that wish list. Visit VCNBFamily.com today for more information about their specials, or visit a VCNB location near you. VCNB is a member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Back at the convo, where second quarter action, the Meadowbrook Colts lead the Vikings by a score of 10-9, and we're just getting ready to go. We'll get some shout-outs in as soon as we get a chance. So Wolverton has done a nice job, Jeff, running the show. They've switched. They got Caleb Montgomery on him right now. Wolverton out top. Singleton.
There goes come that mismatch again.
And there's another steal. Vikings, and there's Caleb Montgomery. The defender gets it out to Nevin Yates. Nevin had a shot, thinks about it, gets it to Caleb. Vikings pick up their dribble, and the coach is saying, hey, get on him. He's dead. Pick up the dribble. The coach is yelling for five. They don't get it. Bartow down low. No good.
They're going
to call a travel. Jeff, a couple shout-outs. Congratulations to Ashley Cecil and Rick South on the birth of their daughter, Annabelle South, and her proud grandmother, Kathy Cecil, born March 15th. And happy birthday to Marla Ramey and her continued recovery. And she's wishing for a Vikes victory on her birthday. And we'll keep going through the shout-outs as we go. So it's 10-9. The Colts lead. Yeah, but I agree with you that the pace of this game favors them. And there's a runner down low, blocked by Griffith. Oh, the sophomore is playing a heck of a game. He's playing a heck of a game,
Jeff. Yes, he is so far. Vikings look a little dead right now, Bob.
Down goes Yates, and the rule is somebody goes down.
Somebody's got to call
a foul. And that foul will be on Trey Singleton.
And he might have twisted his ankle a little bit, Bob. He's a little gimpy coming out of that.
We'll send a shout out to everybody listening to Mom Reese and to my good friend Doug Lash. Doug, we know you're the biggest Vikings fan in the world, one of the truly greatest guys I've ever met, and wishing you nothing but the best.
Nalen Yates out.
Speakman's also out, so right now the Vikings got three subs in, and they trail 10-9. Bartow having a little trouble getting on track so far, Jeff. He'll be a first-team All-Stater.
They're in a 2-3 now,
they
Bob.
They switched defenses to the third defense that they've been in. A man, a 1-2, the fourth. A man, a 1-2-2, a diamond press, and now they're in a 2-3. So they're just trying to mess with the Vikings a little bit. There's Jones for three.
No.
Vikings are not hitting the three at all, Jeff.
No, they're not.
Not at all. I don't think they've hit one yet, have they?
They are ice cold. No, they have not.
And that was the troubles they had. I wasn't here, but against Unieta, I understand. Wolverton. Jeff, and again, we got the microscopic roster here. Hard to see. Wolverton out top, guarded by Bartow now. Oh, he had Griffith in the air and did not take him. Could have got a. There's another three. They're not hitting any of them either.
No, they're not.
Hopefully, I didn't jinx us. And out comes Griffith. Another great rebound by Griffith. Gets it out to Jones. Jones gets it out to Bartow. Sweet T puts it on the floor. Sweet T for the layup.
Misses another one.
And there's going to be a foul on Nevin Yates, who says, "What did I do?" And checking back in will be Nalen and Jake Speakman. It's still 10-9 in a low-scoring ball game. Jeff, also a shout-out to Ann Ward, May, and Jim Gillen. Also a shout-out to Beanie Ward and Gene Ward listening today. Linda Trainer and Dave Trainer. They get the ball down on the block. And the Vikings, all hands are everywhere. They've had a lot of steals today, and they force a turnover. The Vikings' hands are everywhere. Two very similar teams. Lou Tolson not happy, Jeff, with them not handling the ball. That's just a routine mistake.
Big Daddy coming back in, and Montgomery going out.
The Vikings have their starters in right now, except for
Nevin Yates.
Bartow is out. Jones. Cross-court pass to Nalen Yates. Nalen Yates for three. Loads up. No good. And again, Jeff, as you said, one and done. Vikings have not hit a three, and I wasn't at the Unieta game, but I understand very similar to that.
Very similar, and have not
There's
gotten
a timeout
an offensive
by
rebound.
Lou Tolza, 30. We'll stay right here. So 10-9, both teams one and done. Both teams very careless with the ball so far.
Very much so.
And also send Jeff a shout-out to Doug Gillen and Lisa Gillen. And Doug's doing better, we understand, to Glenn and Larry Donahoe. I got a couple of high school teammates listening tonight who are big Vikings fans. Tom Osborne, who has some Benton County connections,
yep.
And Mike McDonald. And was with them at a wedding, and I think they have some our kids that were there. Maybe question their parents for the rest of their life after some of the stories they heard. Send a shout-out to Dorothy Booth, a huge Viking fan, to Derek Barnett, who also listens to us.
Yeah.
I have a law school classmate that listens to all our games, two of them, Howard Long in New Jersey and Carl Suter from Columbus. We have students listening from the Air Force Academy, University of Findlay, University of Cincinnati. And Hunter Wright and Blake Radabaugh in South Carolina. Hopefully
right.
You're having some nice Java down there, Blake. All right, it's 10-9. Meadowbrook leads with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Cross-court pass. They throw a lot of those,
Jeff.
Pretty dangerous passes. There's another one. You teach them not to take it. Singleton, they get the ball down on the block. This is their guy. That's blocked. No good. Both teams cold as ice, and the Big Daddy comes out with one. Jeff, again, the microscopic roster, very hard to read.
It's right there.
It's very small print. 10-9 in a low-scoring game. Vikings are not used to this, definitely.
They are definitely not used to this.
Goes on the deck. There's Jones. Jones is inside. He gets fouled, misses. So Jones, one guy attacking Jeff pretty well.
That'll be on Davis Black, I believe.
There's three blocks on the team. Yeah, I think it was on 21.
That's
yeah.
Davis Black.
And thanks to Bruce Knox and Radio for getting us on and doing the web. Debbie West is listening. Randy Prater from Happy Hollow, Ohio.
Yeah, we are streaming again
and
tonight.
Jones misses, and the Vikings are very good. Both these teams are excellent free-throw shooting teams. Shout out to Andy Jackson, home with her sick kid. Heath Ward, Ohio State Highway Patrol, listening to us on the road. Melody Ferguson in Florida. Sharon Hunter, Nancy Harris, who I understand was a little ill, but she's back.
Mm-hmm.
And Jones will give you a second one. The Vikings trail by 1, 10-9.
Chance to tie and does.
Tie. And to Jake and Connie Coleman are here. Jake's from Kings Mill and is a Hall of Famer at Benton County. Wanted to come and see his bikes. Good to see Jake. 10-10. So those are our shout-outs. Under five.
Are the Vikings in a 2-3, Bob? They sure look it. Nope.
I think they're in a 1-3-1. Oh, yeah, 1-2-2. They're in a 1-2-2. And there's a shot
there's
by
a
Justin. That's Justin Cork. It's 12-10. Oh, Spima's got a wide-open lane to the basket. He got fouled. They didn't call it.
He got his own rebound.
Gets it to Bartow. Bartow's not scored yet. Oh,
Bartow. Big Daddy.
Bartow with a dish in the basket by Big Daddy. And that makes it 12-12. Bartow did a 360 and handed it off to Dierman, who kissed it off the glass. So the Vikings in a 1-3-1, Jeff. They put Big Daddy in the middle. They did this against Chillicothe, which effectively shut Chillicothe down. So, Jeff, I think the pace still favors
Meadowbrook. I didn't
yes, and the Big Daddy with a block and gets it in midair. He gets it out to Bartow. So maybe the Vikings will make a run. Bartow puts it on the deck. He's going to take it to the basket.
And he's fouled.
They're going to call it on the floor, I believe.
It appears so.
Officials have done an outstanding job. Pretty physical game. 12-12, 3:44 to go in the second.
That was on Roberts, his first team for fourth. Jones to inbound.
Oh, they throw it off the head of Connor Roberts.
Happens.
Hand, I guess. Okay. Vikings, I don't know where that pass was intended.
It was going to Bartow.
Jeff, they got a mismatch. They can get the ball to the Big Daddy on the block.
Oh, yeah.
Huge heights advantage. Huge.
Yates for a long three.
No good.
And nobody underneath the rebound.
Connor Roberts clears it. They get it to Wolverton. Wolverton down to Justin Cork. Cork. There's a little runner from the corner, up and in, and that's by Trey Singleton, and it's 14-12. Bartow gets the score, gets it out to Jones. Jones puts it on the deck. Jones, a nice runner to the basket. Score. Jones, keeping the Vikings in this game, Jeff, with six. Is that correct, Penny? Makes it 14-14.
I'm wondering, Bob, if he's got his guards not crashing the boards because of the ability to Meadowbrook to get out and run.
I don't know, maybe.
Because they're certainly not hitting the board like we're used to seeing.
Jones is keeping them in the ballgame. And there's a long-distance three, and they haven't hit one of those either. The Big Daddy goes airborne and pulls one down. They get it out to Bartow. Bartow on the deck. Bartow gets in traffic out there. They get it out to Jones,
Jones
for three.
Yes.
Jones, yes. So that makes it 17-10, and Jones has 10 points, three rebounds, as he's carrying the Vikings right now. 17-14. A good decision by Bartow. Got in the tall timber and dished it out. And they're geared up to start Bartow, Jeff. No
yes,
question.
They are.
And again, they take another three, and they get a rebound. Jeff, I think if they're more patient, they'd be okay.
I agree.
Oh, what a move. And Bart Dameron fouls him. But, Jeff, an unbelievable move by Parker Block, who put it behind his back at the baseline. He went to the middle. The Big Daddy hammered him. But Vikings help him up, and so Block will shoot two.
Good hard foul. No malicious intent there.
Meadowbrook fans not liking it. The Big Daddy, Jeff, that was clean. The Big Daddy, some people might have called that a block, but I think he got him with the body. Block misses.
17-14, Vikings, 2:17 left first half.
Montgomery comes in for Bryce Cameron. Both Bryce and Griffith have given him some great minutes.
They have.
And Derek Jones definitely carrying the Vikings right now, Jeff.
Yes, sir. It's about as small as the Vikings can go, Bob.
And they make the next one, so it's 17-15. We have North Carolina listeners, too, Jeff. And Dave and Shirley Graham in Florida. Nalen Yates gets it out. Vikings got to get across the timeline. They do. Jones out to Yates. 17-15 Vikings, 2 minutes to go, and a very low-scoring first half of basketball. And now they're in a...
2 minutes.
Now they're in a
they're
man.
In a man. They're in a man. Jeff, they're definitely geared up to stop Bartow.
Yes,
that's
their
game plan. Speakman, a runner. Up and in. What a move by Speakman.
Also got listeners in Noblesville, Indiana. Bob, former player Gage Sowers listening.
One of the better shooters we've had here. And that makes it 19-15. He survived taking a referee class with you and me.
Yes, he did. And laughed every moment of every second of that class.
It is going to be a foul on Nalen Yates.
That's his second, I believe. No, that's his first.
And, Jeff, the referee class where you got the highest score, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. That is still an unbelievable feat for you to understand. But.
Statute of limitations does not run on bringing that to a grand jury, Jeff, as to what you might have done in that.
So studied hard, my friend. Studied
yes,
hard.
You sure did. 19-15. I studied with you, Jeff, and I know there wasn't much of that going on.
He walked.
Singleton. Jones. Hammers the guy, but no foul call. They get it to Speakman. Jake does a good decision, pulls it out. He did a great job catching the ball and not turning it over. Vikings lead 19-15, a minute 11 to go. The ball goes to Jones. Jones, he runs into a brick wall, misses. Caleb Montgomery
gets why didn't he shoot the ball?
And Bartow, and Jeff, that's not, some of these guys know the role. Bartow, a spin. Bartow up and in!
No.
And they're going to call a travel.
Vikings, I think the now coach got that call, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no question. You look at film. He's the guy you're trying to stop.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna try to use everything he can to try to stop Bartow. And I don't know if that was a travel. There's a long shot. Up and
got
in.
It.
And Justin Cork. Justin Cork's having a heck of a game. 19-17. 40 seconds to see if the Vikings go for one.
I don't think so.
This will answer that question.
Yeah.
The answer is no. And it's going to be, Meadowbrook feels it's their ball. Lou Tolson not happy about that call. I think
Big
it was a
Daddy coming.
And the Big Daddy will come in now.
And Easton Black for the Colts.
They play about seven guys.
And Davis Black for the Colts.
So they got three black brothers in there. I don't know if they're black, but if they're the black brothers or black are brothers, I don't know that. But I tried to ask that guy earlier. He said there's three blacks that'll be on the floor, but I didn't ask if they're brothers. We may find that out at halftime.
Now we're going to go for one.
Yes, and what they'll do is a pop-out screen to Derek Jones, and here it is. And they might try a backdoor cut to Nalen Yates here, Jeff.
I think they're going to take it. Let's give it to Dameron.
The Big Daddy. They're going to call a foul. What are they calling?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. They're calling an offensive foul. Calling an offensive foul on the Big Daddy. I did not see that at all, Jeff. Do you agree?
The worst call I've seen.
Did they call an offensive foul? Is that what they called?
Yeah, that's exactly what it called. Said he hooked him. Terrible call.
And those drive, if there's anything that drives Matt Combs nuts, it's that call.
It's that call.
Because he feels that Dameron gets picked on because he's just a big guy.
Nevin Yates going to come in for Jones.
I thought he got fouled on the and the wrist on the shot attempt. And that was a good play by Matt to try to ISO him. So it's 19-17. They'll go for one. There's 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Damon with two. Wolverton, he's going to drive. A nice take by him. Down low, they miss the ball. They get the rebound up and in, and they'll count it.
Parker Black
the District 2 Player of the Year in the Eastern District, puts it in off the nice dish by Wolverton. And so 3.4 seconds to go. It's 19-19. Parker Black will try to make it a lead for Meadowbrook at the end of one. Parker Black will shoot.
Parker Black.
It's up. It's
and
good.
Now they lead. 3 seconds to go. 2019, the Meadowbrook Colts. The Benton County Vikings.
I have no idea what that was about.
They're throwing Nealon Yates, the fine quarterback. Throws a long pass. They get the ball. There's a shot. Wolverton.
Nope.
No good. So at the end of the first half, it's 20-19, Meadowbrook. We'll be back after this timeout.
Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out. I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order of breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979. Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home, 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center.
You're listening to the home of...
...science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
It's the time of year when we clear out the old inventory to make room for the new, and that means incredible savings for you during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales. Speaking of new, check out the 2017 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4. Drive away in this rugged new trail-rated bad boy with $3,500 in rebates and available Great Lakes Chrysler Capital bonus cash of $500. It's all about great deals and incredible savings during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in Jackson. Good people, good products, just a good place to do business.
You're listening to the home of Benton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
The Meadowbrook Colts lead the Vikings. And Jeff, we have some stats. The big stat is who hasn't scored for the Vikings. That's Tristan Bartow. And they've been clearly geared up to stop his penetration in
the
middle.
He's had several opportunities, just can't get one to fall.
As my CPA wife said, it wasn't hard to do the stats for this one because Derek Jones has 10 of the Vikings' 19 points, 4 for Eli Griffith, and Bryce Daniel with 7. So the two centers got 7 of their 19 points and 2 for Jake Speakman. So you have no points from Tristan Bartow or Nalen Yates, Jeff. And that's not how the Vikings have rolled this year.
No.
For Meadowbrook, pretty balanced scoring. Justin Cork has got inside twice. Parker Black, RC has 6 points. Parker Black with 6. And Trey Singleton with 4, 2 for Connor Roberts, and 2 for Logan Wolverton, who's done a nice job running the show. The Vikings, Jeff, here's another stat. The Vikings, it's hard for me to believe this, but the Vikings have actually out-rebounded Meadowbrook 18-14. That's kind of a shocker to me, Jeff. How about you?
That's unbelievable. They hadn't been on the offensive board.
The Vikings are 8 for 27 for the field, not a very good free throw shooting percentage, or shooting percentage for the field. 9 for 22 is Meadowbrook. And Meadowbrook is 0 for 8 from three-point land. The Vikings 1 for 9. And both these teams, they're not hesitant to shoot it. That's
no,
for sure. And Meadowbrook
not.
Must be happy as they're out pretty early. Turnovers, 7 for Meadowbrook and 6 for Vinton. Seems like it's been a lot more than that.
Yes, it does.
So those are the stats. Jeff, you got the scoop on the Blacks out there. Were they brothers, cousins? What are they?
Two brothers and a cousin.
Okay, that's good to know. And the North Carolina listener is Aaron Bishop, and thank you, Aaron, for listening to us. And that's where we're at. So, Jeff, I'd also like to send shout-outs to Cassie Rice Spencer, a doctor at Holzer, a Benton County resident whose husband is from Gallipolis, and she is in pediatrics working tonight. And she said she wished she could be at the game, but she can't, so I told her I'd send her a shout-out.
There you go. We've got people listening from Warrior Country. That would be the Edina Warriors. Ben Junk's listening to
us. The legendary Ben Junk.
The legendary Mr. Junk.
And it is 20-19 with 4:18 to go at halftime. And, again, Jeff, the Vikings got to – I think – you know how – I don't think we've ever seen a game where two of the big three have been shut out in the first half.
No, I don't think so either. You know, Yates only had 4 last game, but Bartow and Jones had 20-plus.
You know,
so
Jeff,
something's got to change in this one.
Jeff, I actually feel the Vikings are okay because I think – they played really a bad first half, and give a lot of tribute to that to Meadowbrook, Jeff. But I just don't think Bartow's going to stay silent. I don't think Yates will either.
Well, and
so
I
think they're okay.
I'm a little confused that the guards aren't, as they have all year, crashing the boards for the Vikings.
Meadowbrook will get it out and go.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking going on. But, they got to get some offensive rebounds.
Absolutely. And, again, the Vikings have out-rebounded them, but it doesn't seem that way. The Vikings have, and this shocks me too, Jeff, 7 offensive rebounds, because I don't remember any, and 2 for Meadowbrook. But the defensive rebounds, Meadowbrook seems to do it. It's 12-11. So, but the Vikings out-rebounded Meadowbrook. And Meadowbrook has more turnovers, but they lead by 1. Free throws, they're 2 for 3. We're 2 for 4. So neither team's got to the line very much.
No. They've let them play in this one.
Yeah, the officials have been great.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
Eli Griffiths is 2 for 2 for the Vikings. The Vikings come out now. And why don't we take about a 1-minute timeout, and we'll be back with second half action with the Vikings trailing the Meadowbrook Colts by a score of 20-19.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
Nationwide is on your side. So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Vinton County High School Sports.
Back at the Convocation Center, just about ready for second half action with the Vikings trail 20-19, Jeff. And I just going to say it, Jeff. I got a good feeling the Vikings are going to be okay. As Blue Suede saying, I'm hooked on a feeling. And as Boston said, Jeff, it's more than a feeling. I think the Vikings are going to win this game. But they got to get some offensive rebounds, and Bartow and Yates got to get on track. But I think they're going to be okay. They did not play a good first half. They're down one. No one's in foul trouble. Meadowbrook, I think, played a very good first half, very smart. I thought they may have taken too many threes, but that's how both these teams got here, and they haven't hit a three yet, and the Vikings have hit one. So here's the story, Jeff. Somebody's going to heat up shooting some threes.
And you got to hope it's going to be the Vikings.
Let's hope.
So Bartow gets the ball inbounds to start the third quarter. They trail 20-19.
And now they're in a trap again out top. And this has given the Vikings some troubles over the years. Bartow's trapped in the corner, gets it out to Nalen Yates. He's 0 for 5 from three land.
Now they're in a 2-3.
No, they're back in a man now. So they are switching like crazy, Jeff. That's a mark of a very well-coached team that can do that. Jones. No. Jeff, I'll tell you, they're lucky they're not getting some 3 seconds in there. Right?
Yeah, they are. They got Big Daddy posted, and they
Yates
missed it.
Thinks about taking one. Yates carried him last year at tournament play. It was his sophomore. Struggled a little bit against Uniota. He'll get untracked.
Had 4 against Uniota.
Really, really good group of boys here, Jeff. One of the 5 highest GPAs in the state of Ohio. Bartow gets it down. Letter Jones. Jones is going to post up. They're going to call an offensive foul, and I think that's the right call right there. You don't. I think he chicken-winged him.
He jumped in the air.
I thought he chicken-winged him on the drive in. So it's 20-19. So Jeff and I know it's a shocker
that we disagree.
We disagree on one. 20-19.
I would agree with you had he kept his feet, but he jumped.
But you do agree with him. We have faces made for radio, right?
I definitely agree
right
with that.
20-19. It's under 7. Meadowbrook leads the Vikings. Third quarter action. Barb Gallo, Jeff Thacker, and Penny Grillo here on WKOB 96.7. Bartow with the steal. Bartow's going to take it to the basket. Bartow, he gets on the board, and that makes it 21-20. I told you, Jeff, a matter of time. I feel good about it. 21-20. Ball goes down low.
Another big cross-country pass, or cross-court pass, cross-country.
And rebound by Jones. And there's your guard starting to rebound, Jeff. I think the Vikings are about ready to make a run right here. Speakman's going to take it to the 10. Speakman, up and in. And the Vikings make a little run, 23-20. Well, Speakman with 4. And there's going to be a foul on Jones right there.
Hand on the ball.
And, boy, that is a
calls made from behind him. And
I don't agree with
on
that one. I agree with the one there. I don't agree with that one. So that is third on
that's
Derek
third.
Jones. Wow. And
yeah.
That gets a wow for me.
That gets a wow for me. That's 3, and he's got 10 points.
And he had 3 in a span of 15 seconds, Jeff.
All right.
So it's 23-20 Vikings, but Jones has 3. There's a long-distance 3 by – man, they still can't buy one. Rebound. They get it out. Nice pass down low. Kick it out. No, what a pass down low. And the Big Daddy Oh, almost blocks him. He puts it in. And that was Justin Cork. Now with 8 points.
He wasn't called for a foul, Bob.
23-22. I thought he would, too. And they're back in the 1-2-2 trap right now. Jeff, they'll switch. And now they're going to a man. I love it, Jeff.
Yeah, I do.
They're 1-2-2,
very
and
well
they switch
coached.
To a man. I really like that. Oh, they missed Dameron on a pick and roll big time. Bartow out to Yates. Yates
for three.
No. Rebound, Jeff, and they're doing a good job on the boards, as you said. Wolverton, I've been impressed with as a point guard.
Yes, I have. And he's 5'7".
Oh, Vikings do not pick up number 10. That was Cork, but he misses. Bartow comes out with it. Bartow's in the books now, so we'll see how he's ready to do. The senior. They throw the ball away.
Stepped on the line. Big Viking ball.
It's 23-22, Meadowbrook leads, third quarter, 5:17 to go.
This Viking crowd just waiting for something
to
happen.
They're a little
so they
quiet. They're a little quiet, Jeff. And Speakman, nice take by Jake. No good. The Big Daddy with the rebound. The Big Daddy up in. And that makes it 25-22. And I'll tell you what, Eli Griffith and Bryce Dammit are keeping the Vikings in this ballgame.
I agree with you.
There's a three. They finally hit a three, Jeff. That is Trey Singleton. It's 20, knotted at 25. This is going to be one that's coming down to the wire, Jeff. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Bartow puts it on the deck. He takes it to the basket. He's blocked. And Jeff, there is no question that when Bartow goes to the paint, that they're collapsing on him. They do not want him. And they do not want him taking the command, along with Nevin Yates. So Griffiths is coming in for Bryce. Bryce playing very well. Griffiths has played well. Nevin Yates is coming in. Or they got to get somebody out of there.
Montgomery.
It's going to be Caleb, and Caleb on those trips going off.
So Nevin to inbound.
Get it in to his brother, as Jeff said. Nailing. Still yet to get in the books. Going to take it. Little jumper. Nope, does not. Gets it out to Nevin. Nevin out to Speakman. I think Speakman can take the guy on him, Jeff.
I think
it's a definite. You could ISO Speakman on him. Yates takes it, and they're going to call.
Surely that's a foul.
They're going to call a foul. I don't think that was a foul. I think you bailed him out.
Well, I think the Viking Nation is glad there's one that's been called. Finally.
I think
how about
the Viking
that?
Nation gives the Bronx cheer to that, Jeff. I don't think that was a foul, personally.
Okay.
So Yates will go to the line. We need to get him in the books right here. It's 25-25, Nailing Yates.
First one's up.
And he's in the books. So I think that's good. Him and Bartow have got in the scorebook this half. 26-25, Vikings, 4:22 to go in the third. They're going to bring in, and he gets two, and they're going to take Montgomery's coming in. He's coming in for Nailing.
No, that's
Nevin. They got the same haircut now.
Vikings going to pick up a little bit here, Bob.
I think they got to do that, Jeff.
I think they got their feet off their defense. They got to do something.
They got to get the tempo more to their pace. 27-25, the Vikings lead. Wolverton tries to step back, and Montgomery's all over him, and he is... Wolverton is fouled by Montgomery. Montgomery says, I don't think I could be more straight up than that.
And I don't think that was a foul.
And Matt Coates points to our end of the floor and says, you don't call it here, you're calling it there.
Caleb Montgomery, and so I'll say it again, and I don't think that was a foul.
I don't think that one was either.
Oh, dear, we agree on something.
Well, I think they bailed out both Yates and Wolverton in the last two. And Wolverton will go to the line and misses. And both teams are good free throw shooting teams. Nevin comes in for Caleb. And so Wolverton will go to the line and shoot one.
Vikings lead 27-25, just over 4 minutes left, third quarter.
This is the furthest the Viking team has made it. Last year, after John Glenn beat the Vikings, then they gave they played this team and gave them a similar beatdown as they gave the Vikings. So Meadowbrook and them had John Glenn in common last year in their state tournament run. Vikings lead by one, 27-26. Speakman gets it to Bartow. Bartow's got a mismatch here. He can take him. They clear out. He does not. They get it out to Nevin Yates. Nevin to Nailing. Nailing's got 2 points. Now he's going to take it to the basket. Nevin has, oh, he missed.
Missed again.
He got the rebound. Nevin's
Thank
got four
you.
Now, and that makes it 29-26. Jeff, I'm just getting the feeling they're going to go on a run here, 29-26. Wolverton, they're very patient.
Yes, they are.
And nice drive. Outstanding pass, backdoor cut to Connor Roberts. They got a wide open, they miss him. They got Nevin Yates. The ball's stolen. They got a guy down low. They're going to take it himself. They score, and they lead now 30-27. And that's Wolverton. I like him, Jeff. 30-29. They get the ball to Yates. He's heating up. He takes a three.
Got
he
it.
Makes it. Nevin Yates. Nailing Yates is coming back. And that makes it 30-30.
32-30, Vikings.
Game is starting to get the Vikings' pace right now. And there's his Nile defense by Nealon, and Nealon's fired up. He is really fired up. And now Montgomery will come in, and he'll come in for him.
Nevin. He's coming for Nevin.
Yeah, for Nevin. Yeah, the Vikings got to stop Wolverton. He's doing a great job of penetrating.
Agreed.
So the Vikings lead is Nealon Yates is heating up.
Montgomery's
on him. I like that substitution by Matt Yates, by Matt Combs. There's a three. They just can't seem to buy a three.
No,
the Vikings get a rebound. There's Bartow. Bartow gets it out. This is what the Vikings do well. They slow it down, though.
Find Yates.
They get Yates the rock. Speakman puts it on the deck. Speakman's got a wide open taste of the bounce. Scores it. And it makes it 34-30. 34-30. Vikings starting to show some flashes, Jeff. They lead, 2:22 to go.
There goes Wolverton.
And
gets blocked.
Oh, they don't call a foul there. And Wolverton is just in amazement. And as his coach, Lou Tolstoy, said, what do you got to do to get fouled?
Nothing but the ball.
Wolverton's still asking. Both teams very well behaved on the floor. Wolverton's scratching his head like my head's hurting after that. They get him the ball. He's guarded by Montgomery. They get the ball down. This is Parker Black. Parker Black down low. What a pass by Parker Black, but they miss it. Speakman comes out with the ball. Speakman's got some numbers. Speakman gets it out to Montgomery. The Vikings pull it. The cross-court pass to Yates. He's on fire right now.
Yates
for three.
Yes.
No. I thought that was in two, Jeff. It looked like it was. And they just...
We're getting a little anxious here.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We both got new glasses and we missed it. How's that possible? So 34-30, a minute 58 left, third quarter, Vikings lead.
Under two in the third. It's been a great game. Vikings have shown they've got some of their scores back in the game here as Bartow and Yates are in the books. They get the ball on the block. Oh, what a nice basket by Justin Cork. I don't think he could have defended any better, Jeff. 34-32, the Vikings lead. Cork just twisted and put it in. Yates takes it to the basket. This is Nealon Yates. A fadeaway jumper. It's blocked by Parker Black.
He just stood there and blocked that one.
And they throw the ball. They throw it away. Out comes Bartow with it. Bartow, he's got a three on. Nope, he's going to pull it out. Bartow, no, he's not. He's taking it to the basket. Somebody goes down. There's no call. Bartow puts it on the deck. They're letting them play, Jeff, as they do in tournament play.
Yes, they are.
Bartow has it. They can clear out and let him go.
Here
he's got a mismatch here. He's got two big guys on him. And he should take it right now. Bartow, he sees it, doesn't take it. Yates is going to get it. He wants the ball back in Bartow's hands. Coach Combs sees the mismatch. Speakman. What a move by Speakman. He goes deep down, puts it up. Speakman, 36-32, Vikings lead. Vikings do not do a very good job right there. Do not play any outside defense, and Corks takes it to the basket. 36-34. There is 35 seconds to go. Speakman carrying the Vikings right now. They get it to Montgomery. Out to Yates. Nealon Yates to Bartow. 20 seconds to go. The Vikings will go for one here. Matt Combs calls a timeout. I think he was careful they get a five-second count.
Now he wants to get Jones in.
Yeah. Jones with three fouls. That was huge for the Vikings.
Yes, it was. Former Lady Viking standout Haley Sowers also listening, Bob. Now currently a Shriver's pharmacist saying pharmacist work's never done.
Talked to her out there. I said, you need to get coaching again. She said she'd like to. So the Vikings lead 36-34. It'll be their ball. And they will go for one. As you said, Jeff, they'll get Derek Jones back in, and Matt Combs is going to tell him, if you foul, I'm going to get really angry with you.
You suppose he'll say it just that calmly?
Well, no. But I think, Jeff, that two of the fouls on Jones were suspect.
Questionable at best.
We disagree on one, but I can see what you're saying, but the other one down there. So Jones will be in, and what they'll do here, I think they'll run I think they're going to run one or two plays. They'll run a pop-out screen to Jones. They're going to run that play Indian, a backdoor cut to Nalen Yates. We'll see.
Well, they can't run it to Nalen because he's not in the game. That's Nevin.
That's Nevin, okay. Nalen's not in. Yeah, it would be hard. So they will not do it. And they might go to the Big Daddy on the block, too. So here it is, 5 seconds. They better do something pretty soon. Bartow gets it out. There's Nevin Yates.
Yates.
Yes! Nevin Yates at the buzzer! Nevin Yates at the buzzer to make it the sophomore's first shot. Makes it 39-34. What a huge shot, Jeff. What a huge shot. That play right there is right there with Eli Griffin's dunk.
There you go. I agree.
What a huge play. And what a great substitution by Matt Combs right there to get him in there. So at the end of three, the Vikings get a little breathing room, 39-34. We'll be back after this timeout.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. One of the most important things you can do for your family is one of the most difficult to think about. Pre-planning your final arrangements comforts your family with peace of mind, knowing you made all the necessary decisions in advance. Call the professionals at R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 740-384-5755 or visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston. We're a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Back at the Combo, and the Viking Nation has come alive here at the Combo. You can't hear a thing. It's crazy.
Everybody's standing.
Pandemonium, bedlam. Jeff Thacker's doing one-arm push-ups here at the Combo. He's so pumped up. It's a sight to see, folks.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, a runner, no good. They're going to call.
They bailed him again.
Well, I'll tell you what, that should be a jump ball right there, I think. What do you think?
I think they bailed him again.
And that'll put Cork at the line. No, that'll put Block, Parker Black at the line. So it's 39-34.
At the line.
And what a shot by Nevin Yates, Jeff.
Montgomery with the foul. That's his third.
Yeah, he'll be coming out. And they'll bring in Nevin Yates for him. But what a shot by Nevin Yates.
Agreed. Agreed. Bob, here's one for you. With just over 13 minutes left to play in the first half, Xavier leads Maryland 13-8.
I'm a huge fan of the Musketeers.
Me too.
39-36 as they hit both free throws, and the Vikings lead with 7:47. Jeff and my boys, the Northwestern Wildcats, in their first ever NCAA appearance, when my son went on a recruiting visit there for baseball, and I got to see a game there. What a great place to play, Walsh Arena in Northwestern. And Yates puts it on the deck. Yates gets it down low.
That's Nalen.
Nalen, no good. He gets his own rebound. He puts it up and in. 41-36. It's the Yates show.
Nalen getting that look in his eyes. He's not going to be denied.
You know, shooters keep shooting, Jeff. And he's coming through. Worth it. A nice backdoor cut. Vikings get the ball. The Vikings are picking it up, Jeff.
They are.
What a nice move. Unbelievable move by Justin Court. Goes to the foul line. No dribble. Takes it underneath the basket and puts it up and in.
38.
They're not going away,
minutes.
Jeff.
They're not going to go away.
Jeff, it's like Butch Cassidy to Sundance Kid when they keep wondering who are those guys.
Yeah. Vikings run a little weave at the top.
Yates out to Speakman. They're going to bring out Jones. Jones, Speakman takes it to the 10.
And he's fouled.
He'll go to the line and shoot a pair. That foul is going to be on Justin Court. All six Vikings coaches standing up. I think that's a violation, but no one's going to call that a tournament point. 41-38. Jeff, how often do you see six coaches standing up? So Speakman will go to the line. And Jake misses the first one. I'll tell you, Speakman has really played well in this ballgame.
Nevin Yates out. Caleb Montgomery back in. Caleb may not have scored a point, but he gave him some excellent minutes.
Great job on Wolverton.
Yes, he has.
Speakman makes that one, so the Vikings lead by four, 42-38. The Vikings trying to go further than any Benton County team we've had. This will be the third team that's made it to here. No team's made it past here, as we've lost to the state champion on the other two occasions. As Jeff said, maybe we'll be at this time. They put it on the block. A nice take by Cork. And I think, Jeff, if they go inside to Cork, we got some problems. That's Parker Black.
That's
we
Parker
have some
Black.
Troubles. 42-40, Vikings lead. So the Vikings having some tight games. Jones, out to Nalen Yates. Nalen Yates guarded by Black. Jones trying to get a foul on, or Yates trying to get a foul on. They get it to Jones. Down low, Jones. Nice pass by Yates. Up and in. Make it 44-40. 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Vikings lead. Parker. Black's going to bring it up. I'm not sure that's where they want the ball. They're trying to get it to Cork. And, Jeff, they got to get it to Cork with Jones with three fouls on him. They got to get it.
They're looking for it.
And they do, but it's going to be off the
Viking ball.
Jones. It is Viking's ball. And they got to go to Cork. And they're going to call a timeout. Meadowbrook is a full. So we'll take a full with 5:58 to go in the fourth quarter. The Vikings leading 44-40.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Speakman dribbles under traffic, gets it down to Dameron on the block. There's 5:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Vikings lead 44-40.
Dameron calling for the ball, Bob.
He wants the rock. Vikings showing a little patience here. Again, the tempo has not been what they're used to. Jones and Jeff, they're going to call a foul there. And again, Jeff, that's what they called an offensive foul on him last time for. As he kind of pushes off the elbow, this time he gets the call.
And Parker Black saying the exact same thing. Hey, he chicken winged me.
But Jones, a very good free throw shooter, will go to the line. Griffiths will come back in. And Jones misses. And Eli comes back in for Dameron.
Eli Griffith.
Griffith has 4 points. Jones will go to the line. It's a big free throw right here, Jeff, with 5:30 to go. Vikings lead by 4, 44-40. Jones makes it 45-40. Vikings getting contributions from different guys, Jeff, as always.
Yes, they are.
Singleton with the ball. I've been impressed with Singleton. He gets it out to Wolverton. Again, Jeff. They get the ball. There's a long shot. No good. Jones with the rebound. Derek Jones crosses the timeline. Jones.
Got Nevin in the
gets
corner.
Gets it out to Nalen Yates. They need this bad. It's good. A three by Yates. And the Vikings lead 48-40. They are 5 minutes away from history here, Jeff.
Yes, they are.
Wolverton
for a three.
No good as an air ball. And, Jeff, you can feel
that
it, Jeff.
That was rough.
Jeff, I'm going to quote Starship. I'm going to describe Jeff as a Starship. Nothing's going to stop us now.
Matt Collins has been asked nicely to get back in the coach's box.
Well, I'm wondering why they said maybe just one guy stand here, okay? But it's under five, 48-40, Vikings lead as they're starting to heat up. Nalen Yates, no points in the first half, has 10 now.
If they get a score here, buddy, this Viking
place will go bananas.
Crazy.
Speakman doing a great job, one of the best ball handlers in the region. Gets it out to Nalen Yates. Nalen Yates. And, Jeff, they got a mismatch right here if they let Yates have the ball back. They're trapping the Vikings. They're going to call a blocking foul.
I think that's going to be on Wolverton.
You know, Jeff Bartow just has 2 points, but he has not lost his composure the entire game. He was averaging 22 points a game, and they've held him to two, so that's obviously been their game plan. The Vikings lead by eight with 4.5 to go in the ballgame. Bartow goes behind the back between the legs. Brings it back out. Clock time is on the Vikings side.
Yes, it is. No reason to get in a hurry here.
Speakman is just pushed.
Hammer.
Yates for three. Yates for three. No good. Rebound out to Singleton. Singleton, the junior, puts it on the deck. A dangerous pass out to Wolverton. Wolverton guarded by Jones. Jones with the three fouls. Wolverton. Oh, what a pass to Singleton. Up and in. 42-40. And there's a timeout by
Meadowbrook. They're going to do 30. We'll stay.
30 seconds.
So how many is that, Penny? How many more they have left? 30 by them. They have two left, I think. Two fulls. Yes, they have two. Vikings have four. Possession arrow favors the Vikings. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Vikings lead 48-42. Jeff, are you changing CPR by any chance?
That would be no.
Okay, so you're just going to let me die if I have a stroke here during this game. Is that correct?
If you're asking me if...
No.
The answer...
Okay, all right. Okay.
Whatever you're leading to, we'll call a squad. How's that?
Okay, that's okay. Good. Okay. Because this game is unbelievable. So the Vikings lead 48-42, 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, Penny Grillo here on 96.7 WKOV, being streamed live courtesy of Bruce Knox and the radio. The Vikings lead. Time is on their side. Jeff, who sings that? The Rolling Stones?
Yes.
All right. Bartow down to Yates. Yates takes the three. No good. And you got to kind of wonder if Matt liked that shot.
Singleton, oh, that's got to be a charge. Oh, my.
Block, and they're going to count the basket. Singleton, the junior, doing a great job keeping Meadowbrook in the game. And Matt Combs is saying, it's okay, it's okay. And Singleton makes it 48-44. Singleton's having a heck of a ball game for them.
Yes, he is. Foul shot up and good. 48-45.
12. 48. Jeff said 48-45, 3:44. Vikings got to be patient. Do you agree?
I'm a little shocked at cranking a three.
Matt was not upset with that. Jones gets it across the timeline.
Well, it is his shot. I mean, you got to let the kid play at these games.
Absolutely. Meadowbrook people waving towels. Now Yates takes it to the basket. He is fouled by Wolverton. And Yates will shoot two. Jeff, I think he's got a mismatch, though, every time he touches.
Because
they don't have anybody that can handle him size-wise. They put a big guy on him, he's too quick. So I think Yates has to have his hands on the ball and take it to the basket.
Five team fouls on both squads, Bob. 48-45, Vikings lead.
He'll shoot two.
First one's up. Count it.
Good. 49-45. Caleb Montgomery comes in for the Big Daddy. Like he's trying to make history. They're 3.5 minutes away. Yates makes it. 50-45. Vikings lead. 3:27 to go in the fourth. Wolverton. Vikings in man-to-man. Wolverton, three-point line. Gets it out. They put it on. That's Parker Black. A little pick and roll. Bartow decaptivates him, and they don't call it, but then they get the box.
They call that one.
Bartow fouled him earlier, but they just did a little give-and-go, Jeff, between the big guys and query why they haven't done that the whole game.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think they've been able to get the ball down low.
That foul is on.
Parker Black will go to the line and give the assist to Court, and Black will shoot it. They trail by three with 3:14. Both teams great free-throw shooters.
That's Speakman with the foul.
Jeff, the Vikings do not box out. They're going to say
left the line early,
They didn't have anybody under on that. Did you see that?
And he got the rebound.
Yeah, the Vikings did not box out. Of course, maybe because he left early.
Yeah,
that
has a lot to do with it.
But the Vikings still got to be more awake than that. He's got to wait till it hits the rim, and he didn't. That was a planned play. So Nalen Yates will have it. He's got a mismatch right now. And he takes it out, does a good job. The ball is almost stolen. They get it to Speakman. Speakman or Bartow need to handle the ball right now.
They got it cleared for Bartow if he goes.
And he's got a mismatch if he takes it right here. He's got a big guy on him. Bartow, Vikings got time on their sides under
Nevin
three.
Yates back in the game.
They lead by three. Nalen Yates gets it out to Jones. Jones puts it on the deck. He takes it to the basket. It's stolen. And they come out with it. Everybody's saying that he traveled, but they didn't. Lou Tolson says, hey, let's slow her down. I think they're going to go back to the give and go again. Wolverton. He's in trouble out top. They get the ball. This is Black. They get it down low to Cork. That's where they're going, Jeff. They're going down low. Jones with the three fouls. Cork. No good. Rebound by Nalen Yates. Nalen Yates. 2 minutes. Under 2:15 to go. The Vikings lead. They are 3 minutes, 2 minutes away from his. Yates gets away. It's a big time double dribble. No,
he didn't get away with it.
They called it. Every fan on the Meadowbrook side said, hey, what do you think, Jeff? Vikings fans outnumber him 3-1.
3-1.
So we're going to stay right here. With a full timeout, the Vikings lead 50-47. The Vikings are 2 minutes and 14 seconds away from becoming the first team to advance to the Elite Eight. Two teams have been here before, lost to the state champions, the 07-08 team and the 2015-2016 team. So here it is, Jeff. And Jeff, you got to wonder how much the Uteota game helped Benton County winning a close game like that.
You're right.
The Vikings have been in some close ones. They had the Miami Trace game, and Waterford girls advanced to the state title courtesy of Jimmy Sands. And Jeff, an amazing program, Waterford.
Yes, they are.
They sent Division I players out, boys and girls, and they're in the state championship. They went 37-35 in a Haley Duff buzzer beater. So congratulations to Waterford. They had a guy that played for North Carolina Wilmington, if you remember, a couple years ago when our kids played.
Yep.
So it's 50-47, 2:14 to go in the ball game. It will be...
No.
Their ball, yeah. Viking Nation is up in force.
Colts Nation is up in force.
It's their ball. The Vikings lead 50-47. The Vikings have four timeouts left. They have one. Possession arrow favors the Vikings. So here we are, Jeff, 2 minutes and 14 seconds away.
And Wolverton's going to handle the ball for the Colts.
Jeff, there's a game here last night, 195, two overtime, Singleton with a runner. No good.
That's going to be Viking ball, and it is.
Parker Black said it should be theirs, but he loses the battle. Nevin Yates will come back in, and he'll come back in for Montgomery just in case they start fouling. 16 fouls on the Vikings, five on them, so they have a foul to give. Vikings struggling to get it in. They get it in. They get it back to Derrick Jones. The Vikings lead 50-47. 2 minutes in the ballgame to the lead eight. Mac Combs, who's been in a championship game himself and is a player with Uniota. Yates, they're going to run some clock. Matt saying, we don't need a shot. They almost foul Yates. They don't. They get it to Bartow. He's the guy that wanted to keep the ball. Spigman down.
Wide right open.
Nevin Yates.
Oh, no. Get it done.
Up and in. Nevin Yates, the sophomore, with the five biggest points of his career. And that makes it 52-47. A minute and a half. Wolverton.
Blocked by Nevin Yates.
Nevin Yates, player of the game. Spigman is fouled. That could almost be an intentional. Combs is calling for it. That was a great foul by number one for them, Connor Roberts.
That's Singleton.
And so the Vikings lead by five, and Nevin Yates with the five biggest points of his career and a huge block down here. Vikings lead 52-47. Different guys stepping up every night, Jeffrey, and there's going to be a foul to put Yates at the line. So the Vikings, a minute 26 away from history.
That foul is on Parker Black, his second.
And that'll put Nalen Yates at the line. Montgomery's going to come in, and he will come back in for Spigman.
Spigman. Okay, I got to say it. Wow.
I'll say it. Wow. The Vikings are a minute 26 away, Jeff, and I'm pretty pumped up. Yates.
This is Nalen. First one's up. Count.
And the Yates brothers have dominated, Jeff, in the second half.
Yes, they have.
It is a six-point game. This is a huge free throw. Could make it a three-possession game right here. Meadowbrook only has one timeout, two. Possession arrow favors the Vikings. Yates.
Second one's up. Count.
Scores, and it's a three-possession game. 54-47. Vikings a minute 26. The clock is not moving.
He didn't touch the ball.
Okay, now he has it. Okay. Ball goes cross-court. Singleton in the corner. There's a three by them. No good.
No good.
Rebound.
And that's going to be Viking ball.
It is Viking ball. And give Caleb Montgomery. Will never show in the scorebook. He boxed out two players
there
to keep it to be Vikings ball.
He has played a heck of a ball game.
He has. A minute 16 away. The Vikings from going to the Elite Eight. And they will play the winner in the next game, which is Fairfield Union and Columbus Eastmore. The alma mater of one, Archie Griffith. The Fairfield Union has one of the great players in the era in Whiteside that we saw in football. Big-time Division I football prospect. So it's 54-47. Ball goes to Bartow. Bartow is fouled. So Bartow, the team's best free throw shooter at 90%.
Do you understand that, Bob?
What's that?
Fouling him that quickly.
Well, you have to. And, you know, he's got 2 points tonight, but he's played a solid ball game. You know, when you have maybe the best player in the state held to 2 points and you're still ahead, you got a pretty nice ball club. And Bartow's going to go to the line right now and shoot a pair.
Like we've said all year long, somebody steps up differently every night for the Vikings.
Bartow makes it. Jeff, he's got ice water in his veins.
Yes, he does.
And if you're faced with this young man's face in his life with childhood leukemia, nothing can phase you.
No, playing ball is just something else to do.
Yes, 55-47. He works for me. He's a joy to have in there. and he makes it 56-47. The Vikings lead, Jeff, by 9 with a minute 13.
And the nation is on its feet.
You may see the Vikings go to a 3-2 zone right here, Jeff, or a 1-3-1. I don't know. We'll see if that's what they do. You got to stop the three right now. They got one timeout. You go to a zone, you force them to use some clock. Even if they score, they take a timeout,
right.
Then you don't have to shoot the ball.
Did
again.
The Vikings take the timeout?
No, I don't believe. Who took the timeout? Didn't see it.
Okay, if the Vikings did, then...
Yeah, the Vikings did take
okay.
it.
Okay, because the Colts only had one.
I think Matt will switch his defense up would be my guess. Jeff, I'm telling you, this has been a wonderful, wonderful game.
Yes, it has.
We have some people texting in saying to pace ourselves. We don't know how to pace ourselves. We may be running a marathon, but we're sprinting through it. It's 56-47, a minute 13 to go. The Vikings are a minute 13 away from going to the Elite Eight. And listen to this crowd as they are on their feet here in the Viking Nation. The best fans in the world, Jeff.
Yes, they are.
County fans.
You
There's
cannot
no fans
meet the Viking fans.
They love their basketball. So the Vikings are not in a – they are not in a man. They're still in a man, excuse me.
They're going to get Black to shoot a three. They got him up in the air. That's got to be a charge. Oh,
They're
my.
Call blocking foul. That'll stop the clock. That'll be on Derek Jones, his
That's
fourth. And he'll come out. Derek does not like that call.
You like the call? No.
Well, there's something called the Fifth Amendment, Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
No, I did not like
Just
the call.
Just plead the Fifth, okay.
I did not like the call. So going to the line will be Parker Black. With that being said, I think it's been a well-officiated game.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, all in all, it has been a wonderfully officiated game. Questionable calls, there always are, but it's been a well-officiated game.
They let them play like they do in alternate plays. So Black, the player of the year in their district, will go to the line.
First one's up. No good.
You know, Jeff, the sad thing, we said this as we were following the bus here, it's somebody's bus ride is the last one they're ever going to take in their career.
Yep.
And so
for these seniors, that's right.
Us. So 56-47, and you're the survive in advance is where you're at here. Jeff, the question after this shot,
uh-oh.
If the Vikings make it to the Final Four, is Benton County shutting down? They should.
They should. I agree.
There may have to be a court order from somebody. I'm just kidding. So Speakman comes out with it.
And he's
Jeff
fouled.
There, he's lucky they didn't call a carry on that, but he's fouled. So Jake Speakman will go to the line in what has appeared to be the longest minute 15 seconds here. And the Vikings lead by 8. Speakman makes both of these. It's a lock, Jeff. It's a lock. Vikings lead by 8 right now. Still a 3-possession game.
Jake Speakman is alive. One and a bonus.
First one is up.
And
count
good.
It.
And Speakman, ice water in his veins, the junior. The snake goes to shoot his second one. And it's
count
good.
It.
And it's a 4-possession game now.
Dameron coming back for Speakman.
Now, Matt Combs is telling everybody,
don't foul.
Him? Do not foul. Do not foul. He's probably said it about 100 times. The Colts have the ball. They get it out. There's Black. Black. Cross-court pass. There's a three. Long distance. Dials it up. No good. Off. There's Singleton. Singleton. No good.
No good.
Singleton off his hands. It'll be Viking ball with 49 seconds to go. Nevin Yates and Speakman will
coming
come
right
in.
Back.
And
going to do
come
an offense, defense.
Damage. So great coaching by Matt Cubs, who I feel, Jeff, is the best coach in Southern Ohio.
I agree.
And, you know, there he is. A guy offense, defensive. He knows what he's doing. Great scouting reports. Great coach. And, you know, the thing that's impressive about him right now is, Jeff, the way he's developed the two big men this year, Dameron and Griffin.
Agreed.
They just got better as the season went. Speakman played his role. Those three guys stepped up in tournament time. And then, of course, tonight, Nevin Yates, player of the game.
Yeah, and Caleb Montgomery.
Caleb Montgomery defensively. I mean, just had so many contributions from so many people. Speakman will go to the line. 48 seconds to go. The Vikings are that from history. And they're going to get there, Jeff. 59-48, the Vikings. Can we say Elite Eight? Say it, Jeff.
I think we can say it.
Say
Elite
it,
Eight.
Elite Eight. All right, good. I just wanted to hear you say it.
I can say it. Yeah.
Say it again,
I got
Jeff.
It. Elite Eight?
All right, Speakman.
Misses the
second. Rebound, Black. They only have one timeout. Vikings just don't need to foul. The clock is your friend. Black kicks it out. There's a three by Wolverton. Good.
Count it.
And there's a timeout.
And that's their final.
So 59-51. So the Vikings, Jeff, just need to run some clock, continue to let them foul them.
Medical.
And the Vikings are there. 59-51.
And their final timeout.
So the Vikings, Jeff, will advance, barring a
They will play
the Elite Eight, the winner of Columbus Eastmore and Fairfield Union.
On Saturday at 3 o'clock, if my bracketology is
and
correct.
Fairfield Union, of course, who we beat last year
right.
in the district championship.
Do we have a bracketology in here?
Bracketology?
Do you like that word?
I guess if it's really a word, but
well,
I'm not sure.
We can make it up. Okay,
I'm
here
not sure
we are.
Dr. Ruski was either.
I know Dunker Ruski was.
Jeff, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, I was right.
At the convo.
And then the winner of that plays in the state semis next Thursday at 10:45.
So I think everybody from Benton County should get a hotel together somewhere in Benton County and just stay there on Wednesday night.
Yeah, okay. I've road tripped with you before.
You've not been on one since, Jeff. You said I was too out of control for you.
Get your law buddy to come again.
That's why you won't come. Jeff, I'm talking Elite Eight here, Jeff. We're talking the Elite Eight.
We are talking this.
59-51. The Vikings in the Elite Eight. They just can't. They have nothing.
They just got
to
get the ball in.
Just got to get in. There's a foul. Yates will shoot a pair.
That's Nevin.
This is Nalen shooting. They got the same haircuts right now. They're looking similar.
Oh, it is Nalen. Okay.
So, and they're going to bring in Antonio Mendez to play defense and Bryce Dameron. 37 seconds to go. The Vikings are in the Elite Eight. Big free throws by Nalen. Jeff Nalen, what a performance he had. No points in the first half. Just completely had double figures in the second.
First one's up.
No good. And Mendez will come in for Nevin Yates, and the Big Daddy is going to come in for Jake Spigman. You think Matt Combs has said don't foul at least 100 times here?
Just in the first breath.
Yes. And he's saying go straight up. Watch the threes, go straight up, don't foul. We did that against Chillicothe, if you remember.
Second one, makes
it. Gates makes it.
60-51.
51. They need three threes, and they can't call a timeout. You take your time, it's taking it out of bounds. Oh, we almost fouled.
Yes, we did.
Three. We don't foul. We almost fouled again in a three.
Bammer
Big Daddy
the
with the
rebound.
That could ice it. And they're going to foul the Big Daddy. So the big guy's going to go to the line. 60-51. Jeff, if you look at this season, I mean, arguably, maybe the two biggest plays in Benton County history were the dunk of Ruski by Eli Griffiths, the three by Nevin Yates.
Nevin Yates.
Two guys, two young guys are going to be the future for the Vikings next year. Two sophomores with the plays of the season so far. So it's 60-51 as Bryce Dameron will go to the line. Coach Tolza brings a couple guys out trying to get his seniors some well-deserved round of applause. Dameron.
First one's up. Count it.
Good, and the big guy can shoot the free throw.
Yes, he can.
61-51.
Bartow with a little pat on the back. Dameron pats him back on the shoulder, about knocks him down.
They're pretty good buddies. And the big daddy puts in the second one. They have a sub coming in, and the big daddy will come out.
Speakman comes back for Bryce.
62-51, and the big daddy gets high fives from his team. I thought Matt Combs was going to high five him. Had his fist up for a defense and almost hit him in the face. And now this nice move by Coach Calls is going to bring out his seniors right now.
Wood and Bell in. And again, Bob, it doesn't matter where you're from. This is hard.
This is hard.
This is difficult.
Coach Combs maybe is going to try to put some guys in. We'll see. It's 28 seconds.
62-51, Vikings. To go. Where are we going, Bob?
We're talking the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight. Ball's in the corner. And there's a three by them. Good. Three guy off the bench.
Number four. Delton Wood.
Bradley. Jeff, 9 seconds. The Vikings in 9 seconds will be in the Elite Eight. Bartow's going to dribble it out.
History has just been made.
History in D.C. The Elite Eight. The Elite Eight. Say it with me, Jeff.
The Elite Eight. Eight.
We're there. 62-54. The Vikings beat the Meadowbrook Colts. What a ball game. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes with Stats and Coach Combs.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, a 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Coming to Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order of breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give them a call at 596-5906.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50, next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steak has friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
It's the time of year when we clear out the old inventory to make room for the new. And that means incredible savings for you during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales. Speaking of new, check out the 2017 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4. Drive away in this rugged new trail-rated bad boy with $3,500 in rebates and available Great Lakes Chrysler Capital bonus cash of $500. It's all about great deals and incredible savings during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in Jackson. Good people, good products, just a good place to do business.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford.
Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. It can be very overwhelming when you lose a loved one. Arrangements have to be made, family notified. All the things that you never thought of before come rushing in. R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston is just a phone call away, and we're here to help in your time of need. Call 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
For 150 years, Vinton County National Bank has been checking off your wish list. Want to build the home of your dreams? Check. Looking to put in a pool before summer? Check. How about a kitchen remodel? Check. With specials on construction loans and home equity loans, now you can add even more to that wish list. Visit VCNBFamily.com today for more information about their specials, or visit a VCNB location near you. VCNB is a member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Vinton County High School Sports.
back at the Convo, where the Vikings have advanced to the Elite Eight for the first time in the school's history with a 62-54 win over the Meadowbrook Colts. Jeff, and we are here, and we're going to go through stats. Coach Combs should be coming. And out comes Eastmore, who could be the team they play. We'll talk about their lineup. They have six guys, 6'6" or over.
Yeah.
But we'll worry about them later. Right now, they got to get by Fairfield Union. Is a pretty good team themselves. But right now, the Vikings winners, 62-54. And for Meadowbrook, Justin Cork had a great game with 14 points, 13 points for Parker Black, a district player of the year, 12 for Trey Singleton, who I thought was their player, 8 for Logan Warburton, 3 for Dalton Wood, and 4 for Connor Roberts. For the Vikings, 17 for Nalen Yates, who had 0 in
the
first
half,
so 17 second-half points. And the Vikings had 13 for Derek Jones, 12 for Jake Speakman. They had 7 for Bryce Dameron, 4 for Eli Griffiths, so 11 from the post, and that's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Tristan Bartow with just 4 points, Jeff, and that was wonderful with Bartow with 4 points, and we had 5 points for Nevin Yates, but maybe about it, the 5 biggest points of his career, Jeff.
I agree.
And so the Vikings, we're waiting on Matt Combs to come up. What a performance as they go to Elite Eight. Let's say it again with me. Say it again with me. Elite Eight, Jeff. Say it with me.
Elite Eight.
We're in the Elite Eight, Jeff. I'm going to keep saying it. I'll probably have that tattooed on me somewhere, the Elite Eight. So
no.
I'm telling you, what a game. What a game for the Vikings.
No, it's not going to happen.
My wife says that won't happen because I'm kind of a sissy.
I was going to say, you're not going to get stuck with
it. But anyway,
we all know better.
I'll tell you, Jeff, the Vikings down 20-19 at half. Just kept playing. I told you I had a good feeling. We had not had some points from Bartow or Yates. I just had a good feeling.
And
the team was okay.
Bartow still ended up with what, 2?
He had 4.
Four.
But
okay.
I just had a good feeling. Shooters keep shooting. That's what Yates did. But the play of the season, along with the dunk by Griffiths, was a 3-pointer at the buzzer by Nevin Yates, who really does not look to shoot, hit the big 3.
Agreed.
What a play. What a play. The game going on right now, we have Fairfield. You will be going on a Fairfield Union versus Columbus Eastmore. And I was looking at the lineups. Fairfield Union has one of the great players in the state in Whiteside. But Eastmore, just look at their lineup, 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", 6'3", 6'4", 6'6", 6'3", 6'3", and 6'2", 6'4", 6'1". So the Vikings, if they play them, will have a height disadvantage. But Fairfield Union's no small potatoes themselves, Jeff.
No, they're not. And they've been here several times.
So this team right here will be a Elite Eight team for the first time ever. And we appreciate all the texts and all the things that we've gotten. But what a great group of boys, not only on the floor, Jeff, but in the classroom.
Exactly.
I mean, this
right.
team right here is a truly phenomenal team of just young men. As Matt Combs has said many times, they're so easy to root for. When you have a team that's top 5 in the state, GPA, and you can play basketball, I guess, I can tell you this for a fact, being a juvenile court judge, none have ever been in trouble. It's just a great thing. It's a great group of kids.
Right, and as Coach Combs alluded to last week, he just doesn't, not only does he not want to quit coaching for this year, he just wants to be around the boys.
And here he
they're
comes
good
right
boys.
Now. Matt, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
I just want to know, Matt, how much weight do you lose during a game like that with just the stress going up and down?
Not enough. I don't want any more stress, but I wouldn't mind dropping a couple pounds. Needless to say, it was a stressful game, but they're all going to be that way here at this point in the season, so got to get used to it. And fortunately, we have some seniors handle that, and then tonight we had some younger guys step up, so it was good to see.
I mean, how many times are you going to say that you're two of your big three scoring-wise or scoreless in the first half, Bartow and Yates? And I said it to Jeff. I felt pretty good at half because those guys hadn't scored, and then when Yates got hot, that just set the tone. But the play, I think maybe two plays this year have said it all. That was the dunk by Eli Griffiths and the big three by Nevin Yates in the corner.
That was a big shot, and Nevin, you know, sits over there a lot, you know, some nights more than others, and that's tough. You know, you get down a little bit, and I've told him time and time again, I don't lack confidence in him. He's just, there's a bunch of good guards on this team, you know. And I said, you're going to have your moment. You got to be ready. And he did tonight, man. Hit that three and then that big putback. And then he made a block shot down here,
yeah,
too, I believe.
That's what we said, the three biggest plays of his career.
He basically
just about 2 minutes.
Dominated about a two-minute stretch
that's
right there
right.
for us.
That's
so.
Right. And your big guys really play well. We talked about that. They really, you did a great job developing them as the season went on. And you saw Eli Griffiths and Bryce Dameron with 11 points between them. And you're getting a lot of points out of your post right now.
Yeah, we should have thrown the ball inside more tonight to Bryce. I thought we didn't do that enough, especially in the first half.
Well, you tried in the one, but they called the foul.
Yeah,
they always call on Bryce for whatever
I know.
Reason.
When we're struggling, we've got to get the ball inside more. Eli got it, you know, the offensive rebound and a putback early, and I just didn't feel like we gave it to those guys enough tonight. But we'll learn from that. Thank goodness we can learn from that, and hopefully do better next time. But yeah, those guys have been big for us.
And I thought Speakman also had another great game today. I'm just really calm, cool, collected, making good decisions with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers, pulls it out. I thought he played very well.
He did. He played a nice game tonight. They did a pretty good job guarding Tristan tonight. And Tristan was struggling a little bit with a little bit of a foot issue, I think, and it slowed him down just a hair. And some other guys stepped up. But hopefully it's nothing we can't get fixed by Saturday, like a blister type thing. And I know it was bothering him, but luckily Jake stepped up for us tonight and got off the dribble a little bit.
Well, I'll make sure Bartow just sits at work then this week. How's that?
Keep him off his feet.
I will keep him off his feet. But I thought him, we were talking about him, he only had 4 points tonight, but I thought he played within himself, didn't try to score, didn't try to force anything. And that's the mark of your team is there's no I on your team. They're a very unselfish group.
They are, and sometimes it looks like they might be trying to do too much, but I think it's just out of competitiveness and thinking, I can do this, you know. And then what happens is we start playing a lot of one-on-one basketball, and not out of selfishness, but out of, like I just said, at halftime the talk was, hey, man, let's just share the ball. Let's get some movement. Eventually something will break down and we'll get to the rim. And I thought we did. And it was a physical game tonight at the rim. But we just kept attacking and eventually got to the line a little bit.
And we were behind you guys on the way over here, and we were both talking. I said, you know, one of these two teams, this is the last bus trick some of these guys are ever going to take. And I don't think that hits you until it's over.
No, it's tough. And it hits me more this year with this group just because, you know, we have a special closeness. And you know, I've been with some of these kids for a while. Believe me, every time we practice on the day before a game, I'm thinking, I hope it's not the last one. You know what I mean? And so thank goodness it's not. We get to go back and have one more tomorrow. Only one, and then turn around and play on Saturday.
Well, I was talking to Jeff, and this is a special group of kids. I mean, last year, one of the top five great point averages in the state, great group of kids. I can tell them, I said, I'm not allowed to talk about individual cases, but I can tell I've never seen any of these guys in court, so they're wonderful kids all the way around.
Yeah, they are great kids, and they're great for the community, great with younger kids, good role models, and that's why I told my guys the reason the Benton County people come out in droves like this is not just because we're good, that's a big part of it, but it's also because they really like you, and I think that our crowd says that about them.
And this crowd is unbelievable here today. I'm sure they'll all stick around and watch this next game, and I know you haven't thought that far ahead, but this is like a pro team here height-wise with Columbus Eastmore with 6'8" guys everywhere.
Yeah, they really passed the eye test, don't they? We're going to watch them. We really haven't seen much of them. We're going to watch them tonight and see. Fairfield Union's very good and very well coached, too, so this ought to be a good one, and we'll see what happens. But we're happy to be advancing, and we're going to come Saturday no matter who we play and bring it the best we can.
Well, Matt, we've been very fortunate to have you all the years you've been coaching here and all the championships, and certainly you have put Benton County basketball on the map, and we all thank you and hope that you're here for decades to come.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I appreciate the job you guys do, too.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you back.
Well, yeah, and I knew you were going to blame me if we lost last week.
I was going to blame you tonight, too.
I know. Just blame me. It's okay. I've been carrying Thacker for years, so finally he came through. My back's been real sore all these years.
I hear you.
All right,
thanks,
Matt.
Guys.
See you. Thank you. All right. Congratulations, Matt. Okay. So what a great guy, Jeff, and what a great job he's done with this program here.
Oh, he really has. And I was hoping you was going to ask him if he had to choose between the next two teams who he wants to play. I don't know that I would make a choice on that.
No, I don't. I like Fairfield Union. I think Fairfield Union is, along with Ben, I think he is one of the best coaches around. You're going to see, if they play each other, two of the best. I know nothing about Eastmore other than they, as he said, they certainly passed the eye test.
Yeah, they certainly passed the eye test. Well, so.
Jeff, wait a minute. We got to say it a couple more times. Let's say Elite Eight again. Elite Eight.
The Vikings, folks, in case you haven't heard us say it, are going to the Elite Eight.
And what does that mean? They're one away from going to the shot.
That's right. So we will be back to play the winner of this game between Fairfield Union and what are they called, Bob? Eastmore? Help me out.
Eastmore. And that's the home of Archie Griffin.
That is the home of Archie Griffin. On Saturday at 3 o'clock. So once again, Benton County will be vacant on Saturday afternoon while people come to the convo and spend a good afternoon watching basketball. So for tonight, Bob Grillo, Penny Grillo, Jeff Thacker saying good night and God bless.
And that concludes another installment.